Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I hope you had a good weekend. Mine was a little crazy, but pretty typical weekend, I guess. Saturday was rather hectic. My son had soccer, and then we had a birthday party. Yep, another birthday party to go to. And of course it was pouring rain, kind of on and off. So standing in the rain, watching soccer, and then standing in the rain at a birthday party, which was at a farm. Yeah, good times. Yesterday, I don't know what the kids were on, but, I'd say for the first few hours of the morning, they played quite well. And then as the day grew longer, my patience for the kids kind of grew less. I was fairly happy when they went to bed last night. Yeah, so that kind of sums up my weekend in a nutshell. We watched a movie on Friday, or was it Saturday? I can't even recall now. Friday night, I want to say? Was it Saturday? Such a blur. Well, we watched a movie this weekend, called Downsizing. I'd never heard of it before, but I guess it was a Netflix-produced movie, and it just recently came out, and it stars Matt Damon, and it's essentially a group of scientists come together, and they figure out a way to solve kind of the human's impact on the Earth in terms of the environment. And kind of our footprint on the Earth. And the way they do that is to shrink people down to like 1/8 their size, which then means, you know, humans will produce less waste and eat less food because, you know, a crumb is like a week's worth of food. The other upside is that when you go small, your money is worth a lot more because you need to buy a lot less. So, average people are now millionaires once they kind of downsize. And, while it seems like a silly concept on the outside, it does a great job of balancing, kind of this very realistic problem, and just how humanity kind of handles it in certain aspects. I enjoyed it. I thought the ending wasn't, like, super awesome or, like, anything to write home about, but it was a good tale. And, yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. So I'd definitely give it a recommend, a thumbs up for me. Beyond that, I played some video games. I played some Spider-Man. I think I tried to chat about that on my podcast that got erased on Friday. But yeah, I'm having fun with that game. Last night I also tried World of Warcraft for the very first time. I've never played it before. And so, there's like a free trial, I think, to like level 20, I want to say. So I thought I'd just kind of install it and see what it's all about. And I recorded some kind of commentary and video game footage that I may post to our Second Player Press Start YouTube channel. So maybe I'll edit that today at lunch and we'll have a little video to put together for that. What else? I discovered, I know I talked a few episodes ago about kind of that unlimited comics subscription service. I also then got thinking about other stuff that I would like to read, and magazines were a big one. I used to be a pretty avid magazine reader, and not to sound completely biased, but magazines in England are always like a step above what you could get in North America or Canada. It's usually the content I really like from that they produce. And there's a few magazines that I can get them here, but you have to pay like import tax and stuff, and it ends up being like $20 an issue, which I have actually done in the past. But usually when my mom goes back to the UK, I'll have her pick up it's mainly Computer Arts, which is like a graphic design magazine. And then there's two music magazines, Computer Music and Future Music, which I really enjoy, and I wish I could read it every month, but it's way too expensive. But I've been looking into, okay, well, I've kind of discovered the Netflix of comic books. What would be the Netflix of magazines? And I know there's a service called Texture, which I've checked out in the past. They have a lot of, like, popular magazines, but not the ones that I'm kind of looking for. So I discovered, I think it's called Readly. I believe it's $11 a month, and you have access to a number of magazines, but most importantly, they seem to have the magazines that I want to read, including Computer Arts, Future Music, and what was the other one? Computer Music. So, three magazines that I would definitely read each month. Plus, you know, there's a ton of other ones. Wired. I was into, yeah, a bunch of great tech magazines and video game magazines, all for $11 a month, and I'm kind of sold already just due to the fact that I could get those couple of magazines, because again, if I was to pick those up here, I would be upwards of $20 an issue, so. So I'm kind of saving, so to speak, there, and I don't have a bunch of magazines taking up room in my house, so that's kind of neat. Right now I think I'm on a free trial for 30 days, so I'll definitely put that to use, and I'm like 90% sure that I will continue my subscription, because it's a really good deal. And, yeah, I don't mind paying for it if it's a good deal. Is that what life is now? Just a bunch of subscriptions? I gotta kind of keep track of these subscriptions and cancel some that I'm not using. Yeah, I guess next would be to find an app that manages all of these subscriptions and, keeps track of them. Because I guess the upside from a company's perspective on subscriptions is that even if you're not using the service, you may forget to cancel it. So there is that. Yeah, I think that's all I have to really chat about today. So until tomorrow, I hope you guys have a good Monday. And yeah, we'll chat to you again tomorrow.